The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Episode 179 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How's everyone doing? I know. It's been a long time. I kind of go into hibernation this time of the year. And to be honest with you, I think I left a decent amount of my running mojo on the course down in Atlanta during the half marathon last December. But I seem to be the only one because you guys are going nuts with your race updates and training updates. But it's only my running mojo that I think I left on the course down there because I'm still doing a lot of exercising. I'm still running. I'm still getting out 3 to 4 days, probably closer to 3 days a week for a run. And I've been doing a whole bunch of walking. Can you hear? I'm walking now. Listen to this. Yeah, that is snow. We have gotten a decent amount of snow here in Cincinnati. And while I'm talking about the snow, I feel like I should give a weather report for the two weather guys over at the Run Talk Run podcast.
Now let's kick it back on over to John Billows for our five-day weather forecast. John.
Thank you, Tim. Well, not a lot of surprises this week. We're going to have some highs in the mid to upper 70s, and things are going to cool down to about 50 degrees or so each night. So not quite swimming season just yet, but we're getting there. Let's take a look at the nation. We've been tracking a small cold front that's been moving in from the northwest here. And is that? Okay, it sounds as though the cold front has expanded in size, and you can see that here. Okay. And it looks like it's continuing to grow. Look at that. Okay, if we jump back to our five-day forecast, we're going to see a few changes. Expect highs in the upper 40s with lows down to 20 degrees or so each night. Might want to break out the heavy blankets again this week. If we come back to, wow, okay, it looks like the cold front has really gained some momentum here, and oh, it appears that a storm has started to gather as well, but fortunately it doesn't look too serious. Okay, it's actually becoming a little serious. It seems that hail is starting to fall, about a millimeter in diameter. Okay, it seems our initial estimate was a little off. They're more the size of basketballs. Pieces of ice the size of basketballs are falling from the sky, so that is pretty serious. Everyone should probably be taking refuge under concrete structures just as fast as humanly possible. Let's see how this will affect the five-day forecast. Highs will now be in the upper 10s with lows in the negative 20s, and if you look on Tuesday, there is a slight chance of death. Let's go back to the map here, and oh my. Okay, it seems that the storm and the cold front have clashed violently, and we now have a flood warning and a fire warning. Look at that. Not sure how those two can be happening at the same time. Okay, it appears that the flood water is the thing that is actually on fire. Apparently, the flood destroyed 15 gas stations, so about half the flood is now comprised of gasoline and oil. The fire and the flood are traveling together at untold speeds, so we encourage everyone in the area to quickly move to higher ground. Nope, cancel that. We've just been instructed to tell everyone to evacuate to Mexico. Nope, never mind, they're coming here. We're heading to Canada. Okay, if we jump back to our five-day forecast. Okay, scratch that. Mother's love. Okay, the flood fire, which we are now referring to as the Flyer, has destroyed several cities, and okay, it sounds like an earthquake has started as well. That is unfortunate timing. We're getting word now that, okay, yes, it's been confirmed that California has broken off of the United States and is starting to float away. Okay, quick update on the hail situation. Good news, the ice particles have shrunk down now to the size of baseballs. Oh, never mind, they are now enormous Volkswagen Beetle-sized pieces of ice, and they are covered in long spikes. So, oh my, looks like we have a tornado. No, two tornadoes. 17 tornadoes, which are now hurling the car-sized spike balls at 85 miles an hour in every direction. Okay, we have received word now that volcanoes are erupting. So let's look at the five-day forecast, and we'll see the temperatures are still fluctuating, but the chances of death have stabilized at about 99.99%. So going back to the map here, sweet glory. The tornadoes have made it so that it is literally raining cats and dogs, and California is starting to sink, and the inhabitants are being attacked by sharks. Okay, we have confirmation that this is the end of the world. So we'll go once more to our five-day forecast, which is now our one-day forecast, and that will about wrap it up. Back to you, Tim.
There you go. So we get the weather crap out of the way, the important stuff. We have had lots of snow, and I'm out for a walk today on the sidewalks, finally, because part of it's starting to melt, but we're supposed to get 4 to 7 more inches over the weekend. I have become somewhat decent friends with the treadmill this time of year, and I've devised a few games that I can play on the treadmill, and it makes the time go a lot faster. So the treadmill is not as boring to me as it used to be, although nothing's like getting outside. I plan on getting out later today, because, well, you already know the weather, and I don't think I'll be able to get back out this weekend if the weather channel is right. And like I said, from what I can tell from all the submissions in Facebook, Susan and I might be the only ones pulling back on our running a little bit. Lots of crazies did the Disney events this past weekend, and it was so fun to watch on Facebook, mostly on Facebook. The dopey, the goofy, and then the individual. And although, like I said, I'm a little bit low on my running mojo, I'm still very, very jealous. I would love to run that half marathon again. And while we're talking Disney, before I forget, I'd like to congratulate Coach Twiggs. He used the Galloway Run Walk Run to BQ once again. Yeah, he qualified for Boston. And although he probably won't pat himself on the back, nobody here at this podcast has those same aversions. Chris ran a 3:18:48, 3 hours, 18 minutes, and 48 seconds. And if you all can't do the math, I did it before I left this morning. It's actually at 7:35 pace using Run, Walk, Run. Two words for you. Holy crap. And just FYI, because I know some of you are interested, Barb and Jeff Galloway finished that race in 5:42:47 together. Isn't that sweet? That's a 13:05 pace. Just FYI. So it has been a while since we've spoken. I think we did catch up a little bit after the Jeff Galloway half. And so you probably all know that I finished slower than in previous years. I also finished feeling better than I have in any of the previous years. And I think I'm sure that I also had a lot more fun for the whole weekend than I've had in previous year. So what have I learned? Well, let's chat a little bit about that after all the good stuff. So stick around. I want to expand on that a little bit. You all enjoy your extra mile.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. Happy New Year. This is Just Plain Dave from southeastern Massachusetts calling in with a race report. It was a lovely day for a marathon in Groton, Massachusetts. Our friend Chris Russell from Run, Run, Live. 6 years ago, he needed, because, you know, people like us, people in our tribe, endurance athletes and runners alike, we need things. And sometimes what we need is to run a marathon. And maybe it is the cold, wintry depths of December in Massachusetts, in New England, in the Northeast, and we need a marathon. 6 years ago, Chris needed a marathon, and so he put together a ragtag bunch and started the Groton Marathon. It is totally a fun run. It is a get people together. Chris is a member of the Squanicook River Runners. And this event is very, very well supported for a no-fee, show-up, sign-up, have-fun kind of race. The Squanicook River Runners have a handful of folks who run multiple distances. This year, we set a record with 10 people starting the marathon. When I did this a few years ago, four of us started and finished. Last year, the finishing numbers were low because the temperature at the start of the run was 1 degree. Today was a much finer day. Though, still, the last Sunday in December in New England is going to be chilly. Our start temperature was around 27 degrees. Finishing temperature, 32. Winds, mild. Sun, partial. All good. Everything was good for a run today. It was very good. We had the, I have a snippet of post-race jibber-jabber that we recorded right at the finish line. It was good fun. I think my biggest takeaway is you get out of something what you put into it. If you want to go and you want to have fun and you want to make the most of a sunny day with a bunch of people you barely know wearing tights in the cold, you could dress up like an elf and celebrate some holidays, or you could get together and run a marathon in Groton, Massachusetts. It was good fun. It's a mildly hilly course. The claim was every time we ran a hill, this was the only hill on the race course, and that's fine. This was a great group for a mix of ages. They were young and old alike. It was great in the fact that everyone was in support of everybody else. We were doing what we could to maintain a steady pace that allowed everyone to finish. With the exception of one soul, he shall be called Gary. And Gary likes to go fast. And Gary needed to go fast. And so as we wrapped up with 3 or 4 or 5 miles left, and this Gary apparently did this by himself last year, and this year he's like, yeah, you want to come with me? Want to pick up the pace a little bit? And he has knee pain unless he's running a 7:55 pace. So Gary and I might have finished together slightly ahead of the other runners. But everyone else came out in a big pack, and I swear I only ran fast at the end to make Gary happy and to minimize the pain in his knee. All was good. It was good fun. Hot cocoa was enjoyed. Chris did set up an actual timing clock. So as we ran down the dead end road, as our Garmin watches beeped at 26.1 or 26.2, something about that, you know, this is not a USATF certified course, and that's perfectly fine. We all had 26.2 miles of fun, regardless of what the Garmin says. So I will call it a successful day. I am back using my cool down walk to get my canine out for a little bit of exercise. As the sun is low in the New England sky, lighting up the fields and tops of trees with that golden hue, making everything look sparkling and bright and clear. I think life is good. I hope you agree. So from southeastern Massachusetts, having enjoyed the Groton Marathon, this is Just Plain Dave saying enjoy your extra mile and Happy New Year.
Greetings, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Chris from Virginia Beach, and first off, I would like to say a very Happy New Year to everybody. Hope your celebrations were enjoyable and that you had a great time ringing in the new year. So I'm actually calling in with a race report today. from the Hair of the Dog 5K in Williamsburg, Virginia. 5Ks, as I've said before, are my least favorite distance to run. I know it's the shortest, but I also find that they hurt the most, especially if you decide to push. So that is what it is. But anyway, it was a relatively small race in Williamsburg, fewer than 500 people running it, which was probably a good thing because at the start, as in all races, the start was kind of congested. And unfortunately, they did not make an announcement to encourage walkers to start at the back of the pack. So that was interesting for the first few, maybe first quarter of a mile or so. But anyway, the race itself basically takes you around the campus of the College of William & Mary there in Williamsburg. It was a little bit hillier than I was expecting. I know Williamsburg's got some hills, but most 5Ks you don't expect to encounter much of that. And for those that live, you know, South Central PA, which is where half the crew seems to be from, you would probably laugh at me calling it hilly, but I live at the beach. So we don't get many hills here in Virginia Beach. It was a really nice course, pretty run through the college campus. If I had a wish, it was that it would have run through the colonial part of Williamsburg instead of the college, but it is what it is. I should get a chance to run through the colonial section next month at the Colonial Half Marathon. But anyway, went out with a target time in mind, but to be honest, when I got up this morning, I pretty much knew that unless my body started feeling a whole lot better, that time probably wasn't going to happen. That time would have been 28 minutes. Realistically, I was pushing for 30, just based on how I felt, and was in a really good place to do it, to hit 30 through the first 2 miles. And just kind of fell off just enough at the third mile, even with my push at the finish, finished at 30:02, which was a little frustrating. But 1 year ago today, I did a flat 5K here in Virginia Beach in 35 and change. So despite not being where I want to be, I'm still in a much better place condition-wise than I was last year at this time. So we'll take the good and throw out the bad on that one. Anyway, a really enjoyable race. We'll probably, if I'm in town for New Year's next year, we'll probably do it again. Really enjoyed it. Got to see some friends from the local running group here. And just had a good time. But anyway, that's my race report for Hair of the Dog 5K in Williamsburg, Virginia. I'll catch up with y'all later. Enjoy your extra mile.
Hi, Kevin, all you extra milers. It's Nate from Harrisburg. I wanted to give a submission to make a correction and update you on my latest race. First, a correction. I incorrectly stated that that JD was the one who ran the Harrisburg Marathon. We all know that that's not correct. It was actually Anthony. So just wanted to put that out there. Sorry about that, Toodles. I also wanted to do a quick race report. I ran with Jen from Gettysburg this morning. We did the 10K there in Harrisburg on City Island, and it was quite a great race. We just had, we used 30-30, and we were able to just really enjoy the race. Made the miles go very quick and easy, and I really enjoyed the run. It was a little more challenging because the trees and brush got up onto the lower path that I typically run on. So it was a little bit more treacherous, but we made it and we enjoyed it and we had a smile on our face. And in addition to that, we were able to finish strong. So way to go, Jen. It was great to chat with you, and always good to have a extra mile meetup. So that's my update for today. I also wanted to mention that my goal has been to be able to do a half marathon pretty much on demand. And without really knowing it, I actually have done that the last 4 months. September was Bird in Hand, October was Hershey, November was my random Thanksgiving half marathon, and then December was actually a random Christmas half marathon. So really excited about that. I have the Chambersburg half coming up here the second Saturday in March, so that's coming quick, but I'm looking forward to that, and I'm going to be more prepared for that than I have been in the past. So I just wanted to update you guys. Hope you're doing well, and look forward to seeing you guys out there.
Well, Happy New Year, Kevin, and all the extra milers out there in the wild blue yonder. I'm doing a Zone 3 run today. I just heard a workout finished, which means that my other show has ended. So now this bit is just for you guys. This is the bonus material at the end of a run that went longer than expected. I'll be heading back into civilization. That's a squirrel, a baby squirrel. Sounds a bit like a bird, but furrier. More rat-like sound than a bird. So I take the right fork here on the Felton Trail, heading towards Mount Doug Food Market. I think today is the 2nd of January. I know that I don't really like date stamping my recordings, but may I be one of the first submissions for 2019. And hopefully we will be hearing lots and lots of episodes this coming year. That sounded like a large animal, maybe a dog, in the bushes. Today I'm taking advantage of a gap in the rain, and I think there is snow in the forecast. Yes, snow. I'm gonna hike this last little section. This will take me pretty much out of Beau Park with about a mile to go. Yeah, I heard a distant seagull then. That must mean that it's rough at sea. Zone 3. As I head out of Beau Park.
Time 1 hour 15 minutes. Distance 9.02 kilometers. Pace 79. Average heart rate 146. Workout average pace 8 minutes 18 seconds per kilometer.
This is the running jackal in Victoria saying bye-bye.
Hey, Kevin. This is Chris. And you had asked for favorite devices for or something for your podcast. So I've actually been overwhelmed with Bluetooth headphones from Jaybird. And I know you know these guys as well. So we had the Jaybird runs, which were the ones you stick in your ears and there's no cord at all. And those were great, but the battery life was only 3 hours. And I did end up putting them somewhere and losing them. But I did like those for a while. Towards the end, one of them was starting to not work, not recharge. So I think I managed to break those. But they've also been giving me a series of the original X3-like which is the two headphones connected by the cord that loops around your neck. Doesn't connect to your phone, still Bluetooth. And it has the little sort of brick on the right ear, so that you have the up and down volume and the on-off switch on that thing. And the original X3s were pretty good. They lasted a long time. It took me a year to kill them. So that was a good device. But they've given me a bunch of other versions of this as they've created new versions. And there was a version called the Tara, which was pretty good. But the new version is called the Tara, T-A-R-A-H, Pro. And this is a really substantially improved device. And the little brick on the side has a little curve to it, so it doesn't bounce against your neck so much. And the battery life is outstanding. It's got, you know, it's got a really significant battery life. The other thing is it's a lot smarter. So when you take it off, it figures out that you've stopped using it, and it shuts itself off. So the battery lasts forever, right? So used to be the old devices, you'd take them off, and if you didn't shut the device off physically, it would basically bleed the battery down, and next time you pick it up, it'd be zero, right? It'd be dead. But this one figures it out somehow. And so when you pick it up, even after a couple days, the battery's not at zero. It's at, you know, 80% or 60%, wherever you left it. And the battery seems to last forever. And it's got a really rugged sort of braided cord. So I really like this new upgrade, the Tara Pro. And I think the list price is like $99, which is, you know, for this device, I think that's a good investment. We'll see. You know, I've only been running in it for a couple months, but we'll see if it lasts as long as the other one lasted. But yeah, just having hands-free on the Bluetooth, you know, I really like it for running. My complaints, if any, it's got the little wing piece in the ear thing, so everybody's got different shaped ears. It works for me. It stays in there. It doesn't fall out. So it works for me, but for some people with weird shaped ears, that's too big or too small. So they give you like adjustable pieces you can add into that, which kind of, you know, makes me think that if every time I get a new set of headphones from these guys, they give me 10 adjustable extra accessory pieces, you know, all those are going in a landfill someplace at some point because I don't use them. That seems kind of like a wasteful solution to me. They should have some sort of universality to the piece itself instead of giving you just like 10 extra different size pieces. But that works okay for me. The only complaint I have is that when you wear these things, they are really noise canceling, and so you can't hear anything. And that may not be safe for some people. It would be nice if there was some modes around these Bluetooth headphones where you could say, yeah, I want to hear, you know, 50% of the external noise or 60% of the external noise, you know, some sort of adjustability on that, because it's kind of dangerous being totally isolated audio-wise, right? I mean, it's great when there's traffic noise because you don't have to listen to it, but, you know, that should be adjustable. That would be cool if they could engineer that. And so I really like that new device. That's my update. All right, bud. Cheers.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Steve from Southeast Pennsylvania, and it is Saturday, January the 5th. It is another weekend, another rain event. So Kevin had asked if in this episode we would share any gear that we received for Christmas. So I'm here to tell you a couple of those things. The first was a very nice Bose set of wireless Bluetooth headphones. They are the Bose Sport. She spent more money than I was expecting to, but they have a really nice sound, and I guess I'll take them. So the other piece of equipment was a running jacket from North Face that is waterproof. So got that from my running son, and today I put that to the test. So I came out to the track at the high school, and I had two purposes besides trying out my new equipment. And one was to run a math test. So that's 3 miles at a low heart rate. For me, that's 115 beats per minute. And then see what my mile times are. So think the first one was around 1320, but I'm not sure the heart rate monitor was quite in sync yet. When it's colder, it's hard for it to get going until there's good moisture helping the contact. I always do moisten the contacts, but, you know, sometimes things happen. And then after the MAF workout, I did some 400-meter laps, and that was just to see how, just because. So I did four of those. I'd run 400 meters, then I'd walk 200. I did that four times, and anyway, my results were about 2 minutes each lap, and then 2 minutes on the walk. So, all right, well, anything else to report? We just got back over New Year's. We had gone up to Maine to a friend's cabin, about west central Maine, near Skowhegan, if you're looking on a map, a little bit west of there. And it was nice and cold the first during the day and overnights that we were there. And then the day we were leaving, we had about 9 inches of snow dropped that morning, so we had a little bit of hard time getting out of the long driveway before we headed on home. So, and the snow disappeared by the time we got down to Augusta, really. Really wasn't a big snow event for most of the southern part of Maine, but for where we were, it was pretty good. This year, I would say I don't have real organized running goals. But the one thing that I'm very pleased with is that a year ago, when 2018 came, I was not running for the first few months because I was suffering from some unexplained soreness in my feet. And I was just trying to be patient, take it easy. But things never really improved. So around May, I finally decided that if it's just not going to go away, I'll run gently and deal with it. So that's what I've been doing. And so I'm glad to be running at the beginning of this year so I can plan for a year of running instead of thinking that I've got to take time off. So keeping it gentle, doing odd things now and then, always on the lookout for something I can afford and not travel too far from home for as of yet. So anyway, just wanted to wish everybody a happy new year and wish y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey there, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is JD. And I am walking up the big hill in front of my house on my way to another 10-mile run this weekend. This weekend being the first full weekend in January. Or as they would say in Canada, January. Because of course they speak English there too, don't they? Yep. They sure do. So, you're hearing me on my new recording device here, which I have properly outfitted with a new windscreen. I actually found one on Amazon that is custom made for my little Tascam DR05 handheld recording device. So, looks very much like the one I used to use for my Sony. Big piece of foam, but hopefully this will work out better to cut out the wind noise. So, anyway, nothing really special here. Wanted to just wish everybody a happy new year. Bonne année au français. And ask the question, have you taken on any New Year's resolutions. 'Tis the time when people do such things. So just curious to see if you have done that. I have, and I'm not normally a big New Year's resolution guy, but I have resolved to run 2019 miles in 2019, and so far I've run 22, 32 after this run. I figured it out. With some variation, obviously, I have to do a minimum of 38 miles per week. So I've actually mapped out my strategy so that I can be successful. And I have told a bunch of people, always another good way to keep your resolutions, tell other people so they can bug you about it. It's your little secret. That's what it'll be. It'll be your little secret. And you'll blow it off by February. And then I've also written it down and posted it, so I have to keep seeing it and reminding myself that I actually said I was going to do this. So that's it for me. I'm actually going to go off and get a run in now. I may chat with you after I'm done, but in case I don't, it's always good to hear what you guys are doing. For those of you doing a resolution, I'd be interested to hear what you're doing. And for those of you not, I'm still interested to hear what you have to say too. So until we speak again, peace out and enjoy your extra mile.
Greetings, Kevin and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. Old Jim from South of Council Bluffs checking in. It is, I know it's Tuesday because today I was on the bike. So today's either the 7th or the 8th of January. I see that Kevin put the call out for submissions, and hopefully I'm not too late in the car on my way to a meeting. Belong to a genealogy group. That's what old people do. And it meets the first Tuesday of every month, and that's today. So taking advantage of this little trip in the car to get this submission in. Just another boring submission. So feel free to edit, delete, whatever you want to do with it, Kevin. But, you know, we hit a really nice stretch of weather. All our snow is melted, and it has been actually getting up into the 50s, but in the morning it's still pretty cool, so I'm still on the treadmill. The other day it was 43, and I thought, man, I'm going to get to run outside today, and I got up and opened the back door, turned the back light on, because it's still dark when I get up, and it's raining like hell. January, and it's raining like hell. So back down on the treadmill I went. So January, I bumped it up to the 8 miles from the 7 in November and December, so doing 8 milers now, all on the treadmill, and probably doing them a little too fast, but I can run faster on the treadmill than I can outside, for whatever reason. I set it at about an 8:35 pace, 1% incline, and I just go, and then the last couple of miles I'll speed it up a little bit for mile 7, and then bump it up pretty good for mile 8. Hang on for dear life and hope I don't go off the back. So I've been doing that. And then, of course, on the other day, on the day I don't run, I do the spin bike, and I do 25 milers at a very high, straight, high tempo cadence on the spin bike. So that's the extent of my winter workouts. Been doing it this way for a lot of years, and I'm not about to change. It seems to work just fine. I did the totals for last year. Came out to about 4,300, almost 4,400 total miles counting. The bike was over 2,800. Running was over 1,550. I think it was 1,550 something for running. which is a little high. So basically, I shut it down in last week running wise. I did all bikes. I didn't do any running that last week of the year because I just didn't want to get too many miles. And again, it's what I've done for all these years, and I'm just not going to change. It works. If you find something that works, you stick with it. Don't mess with the schedule. That's what one guy told me once. He was a runner, and he's the guy that got me involved in cross training with the bike. He was the guy that talked me into that way back in the 90s. Don't mess with the schedule, he'd say. So that's about it. Been checking in on the Facebook page, seeing how everybody's doing. Now, there was something on there that's very important, and I'm sure this won't get out before then, but from old Jim, the spitter and swearer, as I guess I'm known as, happy birthday, Harlan, in Wisconsin, A. Happy birthday. I guess it's your 11th birthday on the 11th of January. So happy birthday from old Jim, south of Council Bluffs. Hang in there. You got a lot of years to go. But get active. Stay active if you are. Make it part of your lifestyle. And I know it sounds like a long ways in the future, but 50 years from now, you'll think, you know, I did stay active. What was that old fart's name in Council Bluffs, Iowa? Oh, yeah. Thanks, old Jim from south of Council Bluffs. Anyway, happy birthday, Harlan. And with that, I guess I'll shut the hell up, get off of here. And I could roll the window down and spit for Harlan, but nah, I don't think I will. Everybody take care, train smart, train safe, get through the winter, and start everything anew in the spring. When the trees and the green grass and flowers all start to come to life, that's about when I really start getting going, cranking up the miles, getting outside, enjoying the nature. Take care. Kevin, do what you want with the submission. As always, thanks for what you do. Take care, everybody. Jim, south of Council Bluffs. Bye.
So here we are.
Hey there, Chris. How are you?
David.
Just plain Dave.
We're together.
Together again.
So hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers.
Yeah, so we use the Galloway method today.
we stopped and walked five times in a marathon.
Yeah. We used the method that Jeff used in the late 60s when he was qualifying for the marathon, which is run a whole bunch.
Run a bunch, take a water break, keep going. Umberto, it was a pleasure.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
So we just completed the, is this the sixth annual Groton Marathon.
And we had a record number of starters and a record number of finishers. So if you're thinking about getting in the top 10,
and we've got our first woman,
we got our first visually impaired runner,
and we had no first place this year.
Nobody was in first place.
We tied for second.
Everybody came in 4 hours and 26, or ish. But we're not quite sure of the distance, so it all. Mine was over too. So I was. Mine was 26.23. So I'm like, yeah, that's good.
Wait a second. There's an equestrian division.
Whoa!
Wow. The first two equestrian runners are coming into the finish area.
So we do this thing where we get up on the last Sunday in December, and we go out and we run a made up marathon. It's So
it's good fun.
What do we do if Christmas and New Year's are on a Sunday?
So New Year's hasn't happened yet, but we've done New Year's Eve twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it will happen in about...
I don't know. Figure it out.
Yeah. Do it on Saturday, I guess.
The only reason it ended up being the last Sunday... Hey there. The only reason it ended up being last Sunday is I was running out of time and I needed my marathon a month.
Exactly. You were running. You needed a marathon in New England in December.
In Massachusetts. I needed my marathon, so I made up my own. And here we are 6 years later, which proves the theory that if you do something stupid enough, people will join you.
And as long as I'm running next to Chris, I'm not the craziest one out here.
Right. And we got Gary, so there's always somebody talking. And what were our two topics of discussion today?
I will not admit.
You won't say it?
No.
What was the name of that movie?
You won't say it?
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
So there's a discussion of the fallibility of the end scene in Roadhouse, the Patrick Swayze movie from the 80s, which is where Chris led us astray.
The Boston Marathon of Sex.
In the Boston Marathon of Sex, which if you need to know more, you're just going to have to ask.
Yep.
Because we can't go into details. Thanks,
Ryan. Thank you.
For showing up, Brendan. So appreciate it. Don't be a stranger.
So if you guys have a chance, you should definitely come up to Groton, Massachusetts for the next marathon, the end of next December.
Yeah. Beautiful day.
I heavily promoted this.
The fact that there were 10 starters is crazy.
Well, it's a known entity.
Exactly. But so from sunny Groton, Massachusetts, where the start temp was 22 and the finish temp was 32, about?
I'd say it was
26?
26. 26, all right. Yeah.
Good running weather, though.
Really,
no wind.
It was.
Sunny.
No, it was 27 because only it was 26 hill. Degrees warmer
only
than last
only one hill in the whole
year.
Course.
26 degrees warmer than last year.
So from Groton, Massachusetts, this is Just Plain Dave and...
Chris.
See y'all. Enjoy your extra mile.
Good morning, Extra Milers. It's Jane calling from South Wales. As we do on podcasts, I'll give you a weather report. It's awful. Typical Welsh weather. It's dark, it's really damp. But hey, I'm out there and I'm running, so it's not too bad. Today I did my magic mile, and I've took, I think, 40 minutes off my last magic mile, which is pretty good. But before, you know, I better explain that, you know, I hadn't really been training for everything. So the reason why my last magic mile was so slow. What am I training for? Well, I got a 44 miler coming up. And that's from Brecon Theatre down to Cardiff. It's the one I've done for several years, so it's not a new one. But I got to be honest, it's just one of my favourites. And it's going, like I say, from Brecon Theatre through the canal to Talabont and then up through the Brecon Beacons. And then down onto the Taff Trail. This year we're going to have a bit of a detour because they're closing some of the Taff Trail off, so the Ultra Company has detoured it, so that'll be a bit of fun. I'm not really booking that many races for next year. I'm sort of just enjoying going out running with Lisa at the moment, just doing what we fancy when we fancy it. We're still doing extremely high mileage. On the weekend now we're going to do about 35 miles on the Saturday and hopefully 15 miles on the Sunday. Most of the runs that we've booked are ultras, ranging from 30 miles to 50. So I'm really looking forward to it. So that's it. That's my little update on what I'm doing. I'm really enjoying what I'm doing at the moment. I'm glad that I haven't got loads of races. I feel free to sort of just run where I want and how I want, although it is high mileage, you know, but it is still, you know, not particularly going in any direction, and I'm really enjoying running with Lisa. Oh, I've added to the extra mile. Lisa is a Galloway runner, taught by me, but she's only a Galloway runner for distances from marathons up. You know, she's a pretty nippy runner otherwise, but we really enjoy running together, and you know, she wanted to stay injury-free, so another one to our clan. Anyway, I'm going to go because I think I got another 2 miles to do just to cool down, and I hope you enjoy your extra mile. Bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Susan Sharp calling from Colorado, and I noticed Kevin put the word out on Facebook that he was putting together a podcast, so I thought I would call and do a quick update. We are well into winter here in Colorado, although I'm very pleased. It's been quite mild. It's been cold, but we really haven't gotten much snow. So I guess just to update everybody, what I decided to do for the winter is stop running and just do walking only. So we had been in Mexico in November, where it was very warm, very humid. And although it's difficult for me to run in that, my body felt amazing. And I had kind of an aha moment a day or two after we got home because it was quite cold. And I went out for a run and I noticed really how stiff I felt. And for those that don't know, I do have a genetic condition and my body doesn't really produce good, healthy collagen. So I have to be super careful about damaging any tissue. I am not one of those people that can just get an injury and run through it. It takes a really, really long time for me to heal. And so when I was out there kind of struggling along and thinking about how I felt, I just thought this really probably isn't good for my body. If I don't feel warmed up, I mean, I felt warm because I have good gear, but I just felt really stiff and achy. So it was right after that trip, so about the third week in November, where I just decided, you know what, I think I'm just going to walk. And I've been doing that, and it's been great. First of all, I can go out and walk a lot more miles than I can run. I love walking. It's just given me a different sport to focus on. And I'm really looking forward in the next, I don't know, month to 6 weeks to start adding in some running again. I'm actually feeling like I could do it right now. And I might start slowly, but it's just been nice. And I think that if I can get myself through winter with no injuries, it'll be a miracle. And it will just give me a renewed sense of running when I start in the spring. So that's what I've been doing. It's working really good. Of course, I do miss running, but I just really enjoy walking. And I know there's many of us who have hung up the running shoes and put on the walking shoes, and some of us do both. A lot of us only do the walking when we're injured. Whatever. It's all good. It's being outside. It's moving your body, getting fresh air. And at the end of the day, your heart doesn't know whether you're running, you're walking, you're biking, swimming, rowing. It's just getting a workout. And isn't that what we all want? So I just thought I would share that with you. And looking forward to hearing everybody's submissions and how things are going in the new year. Take care. Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Suzanne finally calling in with a race report, training update, life update, and your recommendations. So here we go. Race. I never told you about Iron Horse. It was 50 degrees and misty, rainy, whatever. I finished, let's just say that, not exactly before the cutoff, but they're sweet people. I won my age group. I also, had I raced the 12K, I would have won that one too, because I was the only woman that was 70 or older in the whole race. But that's okay. You know, that's my whole training strategy. I'm kind of on a emotional high right now. Just got back from the sports doctor. I've been having knee problems that started about a month ago, if that, yeah. And 2 weeks of it went away with no issue, and I thought I was out of the woods, and I had padded training for the Little Rock Marathon, so I was feeling fine until about 12 days ago, and different pain, same knee cropped up. I was able to get in today. It's nothing but some irritated cartilage. She shot it full of cortisone and sent me on my way saying she wished she had my knees to take it a little bit easy for 48 hours, and then I was good to go. Keep up my training, she said, since I'd hit 17, even though it was 6 weeks ago, that being trained up for 26.2 was not going to be a problem at all. Don't push it. Don't double up. If I did feel like doubling up, to do it on a stationary bike. So there's that. That's training update. Life. Hey, I just got that information. Life is good. Gear. Knox gear. Tracer 360. If you run after dark, for safety's sake, use this. Everybody can see you coming. Order it online. What I have discovered from our local race store, they wanted to carry them, but turns out that with shipping and their price, they paid more than actually when Knox Gear put them on sale for like $47. So if you're looking at $47, that's as good as you're going to get them. They do run more expensive, but what's your life worth after dark? This won't help you see, so, you know, falling in a pothole or tripping and landing on your face is another issue. I do like to use knuckle lights for that because I can aim them. They also add a little bit to the visibility for cards. That's it. As you can tell, I'm kind of bouncing off the walls. The lidocaine hasn't worn off, at which time she's told me I'm going to hate her, but it was just a good visit, very efficient facility. UK, not United Kingdom, University of Kentucky Sports Medicine. Anytime you need to see an orthopedic, highly recommend scouting out a local college and where they send their athletes. So that's it. Y'all enjoy your extra mile. I sure am. Bye. Again, Suzanne from Lexington.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. Chris checking in from Virginia Beach with another race report. This past Saturday, the 12th of January, I ran in the Freezer Burn 5K here in Virginia Beach at Mount Trashmore. I run a lot at Mount Trashmore, so I tend to not run a ton of races there, but this one had a really cool medal with Snow Miser from the Year Without a Santa Claus on it, and you know, I just couldn't pass that one up. I've been meaning to run that race for the last couple of years and just have never been able to do it. So pulled that off, and if you remember from my previous race report on New Year's Day in Williamsburg, the 2-minute, 30-second run-walk-run interval worked for me for about 2 miles of the 5K, and then I had to pull back just because the Williamsburg course was fairly hilly. Didn't have the hill problem here in Virginia Beach and was able to run that 2-minute, 30-second interval for the entire race. Actually negative split the race, which was really cool to do, and finished with what I was pretty pleased with, a 28:18 finish. Put me in the top third of the field, which was really cool. So it's been good to see some improvements happening over the last month or two since I've try to get my body out of marathon mode and start working back to some speed. Huge shout out to Coach Twiggs for helping me get there and get stuff rolling again. I can tell you, if you've ever thought about the customized training program and just haven't been sure, man, do it. It's so worth the investment just to have the structure in place for a plan. But yeah, things are going really well. I've added strength training to my routine. I'm in the gym now 3 to 4 times a week. Not doing anything heavy, but just to kind of break up the workout routine, which is cool, in addition to my running. Hope everyone's having a great January. Look forward to hearing the next episode when it drops. And for now, this will be it. So I'm going to check out and talk to you all soon. Enjoy your extra mile.
Hello, Kevin, and all of you extra milers. This is John from just south of Annapolis, Maryland, hopefully making it just in time for the February podcast. After my daughter Erin and I did a relay marathon in November, I've run a 15K in December and a couple of fun 5Ks. The 15K is the last run of our annual series of eight races run by the Annapolis Striders. Every one of these races, these eight races in the championship series, is a different distance. And I'll explain about that in another podcast. But I ran a very sluggish last mile due to a rookie mistake. I am a type 2 diabetic, and I don't run very fast. I struggle to maintain proper nutrition on long runs. So a half marathon for me is like 2:30 to 3 hours. I know that at the one hour and 15-minute mark, I need carbs. I forgot to take anything on the 9.3-miler, so I was definitely bonking toward the end. The good news is I did finish, and there is a lesson hopefully learned. I'm training for several different races now. I have a half marathon coming up in Williamsburg, Virginia, in mid-February. And actually, the week before that, there's a 5K, which is the first, a Valentine's 5K, the first race of the championship series. And I'm signed up for another half marathon in the Outer Banks in April. I'm supposed to do a long run this weekend of 13 miles, but the weather is not cooperating. There's ice on the road. We had snow this last weekend, and so a lot of you probably did. And so I had to do 5 miles on the treadmill yesterday. I'm hoping for snow and ice melt, for there's no way I will do 13 miles on a treadmill. For me, that's, like I said, 2.5 to 3 hours. I'll let you know how it all went next month. I really do love vicariously running with each of you, both in the podcast and on Facebook. I don't post much on Facebook, but I enjoy reading your posts. That's about all for now. So this is John from South Annapolis, and I'm nearly surrounded by water on this peninsula here, wishing all of you safe runs.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Dr. Amanda calling from Valhalla, New York, with an update. I feel like over the last couple of years, my running has tapered off quite a bit. I think trying to blend families and having teenagers and all the fun that goes with that has made it really difficult to stick with a consistent training plan, especially for the longer distances like the half and the full marathon. With that in mind, Rich and I have decided to commit ourselves to a 10K in March, and we're also committing to doing a 7-minute workout every morning when we wake up before we get ready for work. And although I haven't lost a whole lot of weight, which is really one of my goals for the year, I definitely am thinner and am getting compliments at work on how good I look. So I would highly recommend the 7-minute workout. We have it as an app on Rich's phone, and you can mix it up a bit and do different workout combinations. I've also started a heart rate training plan for the 10K in March. And the last week, I've been able to do my 40-minute zone 2 runs without taking any walk breaks. When my heart rate starts to go up, I just slow down the treadmill until it comes back down to zone 2. And that's been working really well for me. And I'm pretty proud of the fact that I'm running for 40 straight minutes, because I've always been a Galloway runner. And it's just nice to get out of my comfort zone a little bit and try something new and different. I think for longer distances, I would still do Galloway. But for the 10K, I don't know that I'll run the 10K without any walk breaks. But doing the training this way has really helped my conditioning and my fitness. I also would like to say that this past weekend, we celebrated as my daughter became bat mitzvah. And she did an amazing job and was just outstanding. Her speech was really well written, and she's turning into such a mature young lady. It's pretty remarkable. She actually ran cross country this fall for her middle school and really loved it. She's mostly a lacrosse player, but she thought that running cross country in the off season would help her fitness for lacrosse. And she just loved being on the team. And it was fun to watch her because she would socialize for most of the race. And then the last 100, 200 yards, she would sprint all out because she has a little competitive streak in her. And I'm hoping that she's going to continue cross country and maybe get her to do some races with me in the future. So that's been really exciting for me. Otherwise, everything is great. Things are going really well with my job. And of course, that also takes time away from running and fitness, but for a good cause. And you know, I'm looking forward to 2019 and all the exciting things coming up. So happy new year to all the extra milers. And I can't wait to hear about everybody's training. Take care.
Stuff, I told you. A few running gadgets that a few people spoke about. I noticed that Chris and Steve both brought up the Bluetooth headset, and honestly, I can't agree more with Chris. Jaybird stuff is just really, really good. It can be pricey, and I think to a certain extent you get what you pay for. The Jaybird runs are the ones that I use. At least while I'm outside, almost exclusively. And Chris mentioned his have a battery life of about 3 hours. Mine, I can get closer to 4 out of them. But even with 3 hours, that's plenty for me. When you're done with them, you pop them back in their little storage case, and that case actually charges them up. So they're pretty much at 100% every time I take them out and put them back in my ears. I really like the runs because the Jaybird runs, I just thought of what I said, I really like the runs. I really like the Jaybird runs because they don't have a wire that connects the two. Sometimes the little plastic wire or whatever that connects the two kind of bothers me behind my head. There's no doubt that there are some good Bluetooth headsets that are cheaper than the Jaybirds. And like I said, you probably get what you pay for. If you're in the mood to check it out, and if you run with headsets, get rid of the wire. You'll be glad you did. But you ought to check out a website called Riznows. That's RIZKNOWS. They have a YouTube page that's the best. Go to their YouTube page and do a search on the best cheap wireless earbuds. He did a review just last December on the best cheap ones. And there are some awfully good ones out there, according to them, for in the $50 range. So check it out if you're interested. So listen, let's get back to my learnings from the 2018 Jeff Galloway Half Marathon. So as I said at the beginning of the podcast, I did have my slowest time in that race from any of the other previous ones that I'd done, but I also had more fun over the weekend than any of the previous years. So what did I learn? Well, for me, what I learned is that speed does not equal fun. I will admit to you that training for that half was not a lot of fun, especially my long runs. I got tired of listening to music. I got tired of listening to podcasts. I got tired of just being out there by myself. And I also got tired of looking at my darn Garmin every 5 minutes and watching the time creep by. But during the Jeff Galloway half, I chatted the entire way with my buddies Scott and Roxanne. I may have looked at my Garmin 5 or 6 times along the way just to figure out the pace we were doing. But generally speaking, the time just flew by. When virtually every time I looked at my Garmin, we were coming up to a mile marker that was higher than I thought it was going to be. I remember thinking we were about at the 8 mile mark when I looked at my Garmin, and we were actually approaching the 10 mile mark. So running with people is the key for me anyway. The long runs, races or not, will only be really fun for me if I'm with friends. That's my takeaway. Now that's just me. I know that there are many of you who love the solitude of being alone. I really just don't. I can put up with it and I can get it done, but it's not something that I really enjoy. So what's the so what of all this? Well, the next half marathon that I train for, whenever that is, I need to find a way to train with somebody. I'm actually a member of the Dayton Galloway group, and I've only run with them a few times, but every time I've had a lot of fun. The problem is for me that on the weekends, during the mornings, my kids always have something going on, and those will almost always trump my training. So anyway, what I'm going to do my next training cycle, when and if that ever comes about, is I'm going to try a lot harder to get up there and run with those folks. The bottom line, running is a community sport for me. I should start a podcast community, shouldn't I? So listen, that's all I got. Sorry it's been so long. The hibernation will not last a whole lot longer. I'd like to thank everyone for all of the submissions for this episode. I'd like to thank you for the downloads and for telling your friends about us. And until the next time, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.